From your point of view, from the things you've seen and heard, then you would say, well, clearly the RPF, yeah. there should be some prosecutions there.
Yeah.
And are you also of the view that beyond the RPF, there are other parties that should be prosecuted or possibly investigated for possible prosecution?
I wouldn't put the blame on the prosecutor here.
Yes.
Which the house countries like Uganda, that provide its army and arms and things like that, because the Security Council and presumably some of the superpowers, the United States and perhaps a country which is not a superpower but a very, very important country in Europe and the world, Belgium, by virtue of being the heart, the depository of the secrets of the Western world, NATO, European Union, or whatnot. Although a very small country, but so important, more important than even some of the superpowers for that matter. They play a major role in this. The evidence leads to them at every turn. Their own ambassador testified here in open session and said we're more interested in getting out our people. And that was the right thing to do because we didn't care about people. That's what he said in open session. Look at his transcript, Ambassador Sweeney, a few days ago. My problem is this. They were the ones, the United States sitting there, in the Security Council. They drafted a statute that was brought to us. And we filed a report saying, look, this was an internal arms conflict. Now, if this is an internal arms conflict, automatically, no matter what amount of evidence you lead in regard to this case, with regard to the international character of the conflict, it's not going to be considered. In other words, they made it impossible for anybody to inquire into their own role. In Samanza, I applied to get Professor Max Hiller of Morgan State University as an expert witness on the role of the international community in the Rwandan conflict. He prepared a report, and the court at the end of the day said, no, we will not allow the evidence. They said, we will not allow the evidence. Why? No reason was given. And the only reason can be found in the Secretary General report to the Security Council at the time. So when the constituting elements and the travel preparatoire themselves have limited the scope of the evidence and the inquiry, instead of the inquiry, you can't put that blame on the prosecutor. It is the Security Council, and when we're Security Council, we know means some of the superpower. I will never know for sure why, for example, the United States should take that position. But what I can guess now is because Carla De Ponte was a former prosecutor, has said that a lot of influence was put on her not to conduct investigation against RPF, not to indict them, even though she has enough evidence. Her spokesperson has written a book saying the same thing. And whom do I believe? I believe Carla De Ponte. She said that that influence is there. And if And that she even says the reason why they removed her as a prosecutor of this court was because she insisted on going ahead with the prosecution. If her predecessor takes over and doesn't prosecute, it would mean that he was a more convenient person through which they could hide those. But the question is, in this particular context, can they actually hide? No.